Today is Tuesday, August 23rd, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I'm still looking at... I found a new tool that... Well, it's not new, but a new-to-me tool called Midjourney. And I know I'm talking more about this artificial intelligence art, but it's really amazing. You know, I was talking about, you know, Daniel and I after Mix Minus last week were looking at this tool, DALL-E Mini, I think. And I signed up for DALL-E 2, but they haven't messaged me. It's a beta, so, you know, they're not letting everyone in right now. But there's another one called Midjourney, and it's out of beta, and you get 25, it is a pay service, but you get 25 free images as like a trial, and then if you want to continue using it, you can pay a subscription fee, which they have a $10 a month. So if you were just wanting to do a project and just pay 10 bucks and then use it for a month, that gives you 200 images, and then they have a $30 a month that's unlimited. So if you were working on a project and you just wanted to use it for a month, pay 30 bucks. Anyway, regardless, I've been watching YouTube videos on this. Anyway, you just type in anything, and it creates brand new images that have never been, I don't know, I just find it amazing. They've had, you know, there are music versions of this, and for whatever reason, I don't find that as interesting, but this visual, I find it very interesting. And I don't know what that means for artists, like people who do this stuff, like concept artists, for instance. Because one of the things that, you know, I'm really interested in 3D modeling, but one of the things is I can't think of an idea for something to model or something to, you know, a scene to create. And also because I'm no good. Any photos that I find online, they end up being too complicated for me to do. And anyway, so I was saying, you know, one of the things that folks have mentioned that this would be useful for is if you're learning or if you're doing something, not even learning, if you're doing 3D modeling or you're doing, you know, design of 3D environments or for games or for anything. If you have an idea of what you want it to look like and characters and stuff like that, it's text to image. So you type in, you know, a creepy man in a dark alley with a orange sunset behind him, you know, and a bird flying overhead. I don't know. You type that in and it comes up with this, you know, a lot of times amazing photo, but you can tell it what style. You can give it different artists and say, hey, I want it in the style of this artist. You can say, I want it to be a 3D render. I want it to be a painting. You could even say, like, I want it to be an oil painting. Anyway, it's called Midjourney, and it's actually a Discord bot. So I'm thinking of adding it to the Pride 48. I'm just going to create a channel in Pride 48. Because you can go in and every user is their own user, but it's a bot that's in the channel. You type /imagine and then you just give it a prompt and then it spits back images for you. So people could try it out. I don't know. I find it very interesting. Like I said before, even for podcast album art, it would be interesting. Like if you talk about a particular topic, you could literally go in, type in the topic that you talked about and just find an image you like. Anyway, so I've been playing around with that. Oh, I think we were on Sunday. I went to church Sunday morning and nothing to report there. It was pretty, you know, Mark asked me how church was. It was fine. It was church. But I picked up food on the way home and we had lunch, and then after that, I'm trying to remember what he cleaned. Oh, no, I did not pick up lunch. I'm completely wrong. He cleaned while I was at church because he does church earlier than me. His church service is really close to our house. And where I go to church is further away. It's like 20. It used to be close to where we live, but now that we moved 2 years ago, it's 20-minute drive each way for me to get to my church. He's really sensitive to location of things. So he picked a new Catholic church that's only like a less than 5-minute drive from our house. So he goes at 9. I'm not supposed to be there until 9:45 for my service. I have two church services that I play for. Even if we started at the same time, I play in two services. So he had plenty of time to clean. So I came back, the house was clean. And so for lunch, I had told him, hey, why don't we go have sushi for your, you know, congratulations for passing your, what did he do? His citizenship interview. He does have the actual swearing-in ceremony, which is actually in September. And I said, well, yeah, but let's go ahead and have a dinner or a lunch. I know you like Japanese food. Let's go have sushi or ramen or something like that. And he has a sushi place that does it. It's sushi and ramen, both. You can kind of choose. But they do have stuff on there that I like as well. So I said, let's drive there. Let's go have lunch there. So I helped him kind of finish up the cleaning. Took about another 15 minutes or so. And then he took a shower, got dressed, and we drove to the place. And it was closed. So, you know, I'm not very prepared. He is very organized. I'm not very organized. I assumed, oh yeah, any restaurant's going to be open on the weekend. And they were not. So apparently they're closed on Sundays and Mondays, I think. I think they're only open Tuesday through Saturday. So anyway, I quickly found another ramen/sushi place that was nearby. So even though we didn't get to go to like his favorite, we went to a different, we were already there and it's a town, you know, 15 minutes away. So I said, well, we got to have lunch anyway. Let's just go ahead and go to this other place. And I just ended up having egg drop soup, gyoza, which is dumplings, pork dumplings. And I had these, if you've ever heard of crab rangoon, which is the fried, I don't know what to call it, but like a fried wonton wrapper with cream cheese and crab meat in the middle of it. And I'm not a seafood person, but because cream cheese is so strong and because they normally use imitation crab meat that doesn't taste fishy at all, I don't even notice it. And I really like those. So I got that, I got the dumplings, and I got soup, and I shared with him because it was a lot of food for me, but that's what I wanted. So anyway, we had lunch, and then after lunch, we came back home, and we just kind of had a relaxing evening. We went grocery shopping, but I mean, nothing to report there. And then we came back home, and we started a new show, actually, new to us, called The Bear. And it's about a guy, his family is from Chicago, they're Italian, and he's like a really good chef. And his brother and his family had this sandwich shop, and his brother kills himself. And the guy, I don't know if it's to honor, they don't really say why, but I don't know if it's to honor his brother or like what the deal is. But he ends up moving back because I think he had moved away to work in like some famous restaurant. But he moves back and becomes the owner of the sandwich shop, and he's trying to revitalize it and kind of make changes and whatever. And the staff that was there is resistant, and it's good. We're really enjoying it, but it is very, I'm trying to think of the word. It's very chaotic. Every episode, it's very chaos, a lot of chaos. Imagine being in a kitchen and, you know, having a really busy service or whatever, a really busy night. I mean, I've never worked in a restaurant, but just imagine what that would be like with everyone running around and doing their own thing. And, you know, and then there's all this drama, you know, family squabbles and all this other, and people don't want to change and all this kind of stuff. So, but it's good. We're enjoying it. And the episodes are only about 30 minutes. And they're only, I think, 8 episodes. So it's not, you know, it's not. Anyway, so we watched that. And that is how we spent our Sunday. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.